fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the first day of October, it is October, the first day of October, year of our Lord, 2018, welcome to the John Moore Show. I haven't mentioned this for a while, for at least a year, but when I begin this show saying year of our Lord, I do it for 2 reasons. First of all, it's true. The second of all, it really irritates atheists and Muslims. So that's a good thing, isn't it? Jimmy will not be with us today. He had a conflict with a medical procedure he's undergoing, some testing, diagnostics, and he'll be back with us next Monday. A prepper tip of the day. I want to encourage all of you to stock up on feminine hygiene and birth control products. Gentlemen, the ladies won't necessarily think about this. If you do, and you stock up on them, you'll be a hero to the women in your life and in your family. So just go ahead and do that. This is Firearms Monday. That's what it is. We talk about rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, training, the gun culture, firearms legislation. A question or comment, anything to do with the gun culture and firearms, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Okay, one of my favorite websites to stay current on a lot of things, most things to do with the gun culture, it's ammoland.com, ammoland.com. It's well laid out, just going across the topics, the top of their homepage here, from left to right, ammunition, archery, competitive shooting, conservation, firearms, gun gear, gun rights, shooting industry, and then they got a search box. Down the right-hand side, they've got paid advertising and references to different articles that have been published. I generally check it pretty much 7 days a week to see what's going on. That's usually what I do. Looking right now at... there's an article about an M1 carbine being manufactured by Otto Ardonez. They're the people manufacturing the famous Tommy gun. In fact, I met the CEO of Otto Ardonez. I don't believe he is anymore. These guys come and go pretty regular. But at the NRA convention in St. Louis. This would have been, I guess 20-something years ago. And I was talking to one of the salesmen, and I was advocating they put back into production the M1 Thompson pistol, which is a semi-automatic version of the Thompson submachine gun. And he also was a big advocate of that. So he says, John, would you agree to talk to our CEO? I said, sure, I'll talk to him. So I walked over, and I was introduced to him, and I told him how when I was in Vietnam, I carried a Thompson M1 submachine gun, and how much I would like to see a semi-automatic version of it available. And it, as it turned out, within about a year, I don't know how much influence I had, but within about a year, Auto Ordnance put the M1 Thompson semi-automatic pistol back into production. And I don't own one. It's one of my goals. It's on my list of things to do to get a M1 Thompson pistol. Yes, it's heavy. Yes, it's bulky. It's a handful on one hand. On the other, it carries a lot of memories for me, good and bad. In fact, this is not unusual for veterans. I was talking to a gentleman in my church a couple of Sundays ago, and I knew he was a Korean War veteran. I didn't know which service, so I asked him if it was Army or Marines. He said Marines, and I said, do you still have an M1 Garand? He says, well, yes, John, of course I do. The world's finest battle rifle. And I said, well, that may be, but the M14 is not far behind it. And he just smiled. But it's pretty common for war veterans to own as close as they can, a duplicate of what they had when they were in the war. Now, for myself, that would be three different firearms, the M14, the M1 carbine, and the M1 Thompson. I did not have, did not want, did not carry, did not use an M16. Thank you very much. That's pretty common. We got our first caller and holder. We got John in Missouri. Good morning, John. Speak up, John. Are you on mute? I can't hear you. I'm not hearing anything. Okay, maybe my engineer can help us out here. I'm not hearing anything. John in Missouri, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
I hear you now. I hear you now. What's your question or comment, sir?
My question is, how long can you leave a black powder pistol or rifle loaded before you start doing damage to the metal?
Okay, great question. First of all, is it steel or stainless steel?
Steel.
Okay. Is it real black powder or Pyrodex?
I guess I can't answer that question. It's modern. I don't...
Okay.
Something modern about the gun shop.
Well,
Okay. It says 777.
Okay.
Easy clean muzzleloader propellant.
Okay, it's probably a version of Pyrodex, which is not genuine black powder. The original genuine black powder is incredibly corrosive. Once the rifle, shotgun, or pistol has been fired, it has to be cleaned before you go to bed. That is not optional. Now, the unfired loaded firearm, it may be, I'll tell you to the best of my expertise, and I do not pretend to be a black powder expert. I did own one black powder pistol. I traded it off many years ago. But my understanding, my belief is that the corrosive chemicals, while unfired, have not really been generated and are not going to cause any great harm to the chamber where they're compressed. Now, it's also possible for some of these firearms, you would use a paper cartridge, which would actually protect the metal from direct contact with the powder. That was commonly done also, especially with the rifles, not so much the pistols. So there are some variables there, John. If you can think about it, when Jimmy's back, Jimmy knows more about the black powder than I do. Give us a call next Monday, and he'll give you more detail. But with a stainless steel firearm, I would not worry about it at all. With a steel firearm, I would just make sure that it's cleaned definitely before the sun goes down, if it's once it's been fired. And there may be some difference in the corrosive effect of the original genuine black powder as opposed to the modern versions of that, kind of generically called Pyrodex. Okay, John?
Thank you very much, sir.
Okay, thank you for the call. The call number is 800-313-9443. I saw on Ammoland this morning that I think it's Brownells has a sale on the standard Rieger 1022, $189.99, basically $190 shipping included. That's a bargain. Now, I'm going to make kind of a generic, wide-sweeping statement here. I think so highly of these little carbines. I believe every patriotic, conservative American in this country over age 8 should own one of these. That's how much I think of these. It is. When Bill Ruger, God bless his soul, he's passed on. I had some disagreements with some of Bill's political things that he did, but when it came to firearms designs, the man was a genius. When he and his engineers designed the Ruger 1022, it was brilliant. Now, there's more than 50 different factory versions of the 1022. And I counted them up once. I think it was 60 plus, but I know there's more than 50 from the factory. There's literally dozens of aftermarket upgrades. Now, when I bought my first Ruger 1022, it would have been, well, I'm going to say about 1975, thereabouts, something like that. I didn't know, and in fact, I doubt very, very many people knew at the time that it's actually a modular firearm. Modular meaning that the owner can make major modifications to the firearm without specialized tools, without specialized training, and do them adequately, just as good as a gunsmith, because it is modular. Yeah, it's a marvelous little carbine, extremely reliable, extremely accurate, even out of the box, a standard carbine. I recall that first little 1022 carbine I had. I took a expended 12-gauge shotgun shell. That expended means it had already been shot, so it's basically an empty hull. And I sat it on a fence post, not that far away, maybe 20 or 30 feet away, iron sights, the basic 1022 carbine, and I took aim at the primer, and I shot out the primer, and I walked over, I picked up this expended hull, wondering where I hit this thing. I looked at it, and I thought, whoa, baby, this is really something. That's extreme accuracy. Iron sights, basic carbine. There are so many things that you can do with this. Now, there's two factory upgrades that I suggest everybody consider. One, the most important, is the factory upgrade trigger group. Now, if there's any criticism with Rugers, especially the rifles, it is poor quality triggers. When I say poor quality, they have a heavy pull on them. One of the very, very fundamental things that give you excellent accuracy on a rifle or a pistol is the quality of the trigger, which mainly comes down to how much effort it takes to discharge the firearm. The Rugers are not known for having good triggers. Now, the factory upgrade, which is, once again, since it's a modular carbine, You can change this out at your kitchen table and do it just as good as a professional gunsmith. No special tools needed, just common tools that most every man and many women have in their home. Change out that trigger group and have an adjustable trigger that is excellent. Just as good, in my opinion. Now, I'm not a competitive target shooter at any high level. I have done some competition. But in my opinion, as good as a aftermarket trigger group that would be well, 2 to 3 times more expensive. So that's number one. Number two is the extended magazine that Ruger sells. I don't use aftermarket extended magazines. I know some people, men and women, have good luck with them. My experience has not been that great. Aftermarket magazines in general, I don't necessarily trust. You may have had good experience with aftermarket magazines, both standard capacity and extended capacity. But when you get a factory magazine, almost without a doubt, you're going to have excellent reliability. Now, there are aftermarket magazines. Wilson Combat comes to mind. Wilson Combat manufactures some of the best 1911 magazines, for example. There's some good ones out there. Don't get me wrong, but you need to be cautious. Typically, the selling point of aftermarket magazines is they're tremendously less expensive than factory mags. That's not the case with Wilson. Wilson magazines typically cost 2 to 3 times more than a factory magazine, and they're worth every penny. They do a great job. If you are considering getting, if you don't already own a Ruger 1022, I would say just go ahead and get started with standard carbine. It's great, just like it is, out of the box. It really is. It's an attractive looking little carbine, lightweight, accurate, reliable, inexpensive. $190 shipping included? Yeah, I'd say that's inexpensive. They have to get that price, it looks like you have a coupon code to put in there from Brownells. Now, unless you're a gun dealer, you won't be able to order this directly from Brownells. Obviously, it's a firearm. As opposed to the advertisements, I was visiting my daughter 3 or 4 years ago up in Washington State, and there was a referendum that fall on the November ballot regarding firearms. And I'm pretty sure it was anti-gun money funding this, obviously. But I was watching the TV ads when I was up there, and they were just putting out outright lies, making it appear that any ordinary citizen who was not a gun dealer, licensed gun dealer, could get on the internet, order a rifle, shotgun, or pistol, and have it delivered to the door. And they were whipping up fear based on an absolute lie. So if you want to buy a firearm from Brownells or any place like that online, you need to go to your local gun dealer, let them know what you want to do. They will do that on your behalf and charge you a fee. It'll be a reasonable fee. It won't be a whole lot of money. Just get it done. Just get it done. Get that little 1022. It is little. It's lightweight. It's handy. It's compact. It's all those things. The list of accessories, stocks, many, many different stocks, both wood and various synthetic compounds. Sights, well, you can put a rail on top of there. And once you got the rail on top of the 1022, you can pretty much put any kind of sight known to mankind on there. You can change out the barrel. There's medium weight barrels, really heavy barrels, barrels that are threaded to put a suppressor on there. Now, you have to be careful that if you get a barrel that the dimensions are different than the original, which is a fairly low profile original barrel, that it'll fit in the stock. So if you deviate the size of the barrel from the original stock, you're going to have to upgrade the stock to accommodate the larger barrel. Am I hearing music? I am. There it is. We're back. Stay tuned. I mean, we'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Here's a little song. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, town there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen, back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the first day of October. It is October. How about that? This is Farmers Monday. Take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Well, I'm bringing on board a new webmaster. My friend Tim Spencer will be helping me with some marketing things, but he's ready to give up the webmaster part of it. My new webmaster, she's a real go-getter, and I'm really happy to have her on board. You're going to be seeing some changes in my website. I think there'll be some great changes coming up, make the website easier to navigate, and it's going to be a fun project working with her to get that whole thing going. Getting back to the Ruger 1022, even major firearms manufacturers like Ruger and Remington and others, Smith & Wesson, they do make mistakes. And when they do, it's very glaring and very humiliating for them. It's been about 20-something years ago, maybe a little bit longer, that I recall, it's backing up even farther back than that, having a discussion with a very dear friend of mine that the ideal carbine would be the Ruger 10/22 chambered in 22 Magnum. And he agreed, and then it was only a few years later that Ruger introduced the Ruger 10/22 and 22 Magnum. It turned out to be, they didn't do their homework, the engineering was defective, and there was massive issues with it. That aside, out of the current inventory, the one that I personally like the most out of all the Ruger 10/22s is the Takedown Lite. That's LITE, Ruger 10/22 Takedown Lite. The Takedown model, they have several different varieties of the Takedown model. It's very simplistic in terms of taking it apart. The fore end of the stock rotates 90 degrees to the side, and the whole thing slips apart. And you can, and they have a nice handy little backpack, very discreet, that you can put the two pieces in, and you can walk around in public. And of course, it does have the big Ruger emblem on the back, which needs to be covered up with a black felt tip marker or something, because that's a fairly well-known logo. Other than that, it's very discreet. But it has the composite stock, with an adjustable cheek piece, very important adjustable cheek piece, the heavy bull barrel, and it's threaded for a suppressor. There's no sights on it. You'd have to put your own sights on it. I would mount a rail, and then on the rail, either a red dot sight or a telescopic sight, depending on what I was going to use it for. It does come equipped with the studs for a sling. All my rifles I equip with slings. The heavier ones, this would be a heads up, and I don't think we ever talked about this before, but the U.S. Army has what's called a M60 machine gun, made famous by the first Rambo movie. The M60 machine gun has a very heavy, wide, padded sling that is used to carry this machine gun. It's a belt-fed machine gun to carry it around. I don't know offhand how much an M60 weighs. It's probably in the range of 18 to 20 pounds. But if your rifle has any weight to it at all, once it gets up around 8-plus pounds, and you're carrying it all day long out in the bush, that, at least for me, that heavier, wided, padded sling makes a massive difference in comfort and being able to carry something like that on your shoulder all day long, up and down the hills. Out here, it's up and you can't, if you're in my neighborhood, you're going to be walking up and down hills. That's my new webmaster. She and her husband just moved up here in my neighborhood from Texas, where her part of Texas, there's no hills, and the only trees are mesquite trees, which are basically hardly more than a big bush. It is a tree. But around my neighborhood, you will be walking up and down hills. So having a nice, wide, heavily padded sling makes a massive difference in comfort. A massive difference. So that's the 10/22 Takedown Lite. Great little carbine. Great little carbine. When it comes to accessories, I would look at Brownells. There was an aftermarket company called Volkwartsen. They specialize in aftermarket items for Rugers. Here's our break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we are back with you. We're back here on Monday, the 1st of October. Yes, my website is thelibertyman.com. That's right, thelibertyman.com. Yes, I know there's a lot there. Yes, I know it's hard to navigate. That's going to be changing over the next, 2 weeks or so. There's going to be, the website's going to be refreshed and updated, and I believe it's going to have, besides a new look, it will be easier to navigate and find the things you're looking for. So just keep that in mind. Also, we're only a few weeks away from Operation Classified, about 5 weeks. Operation Classified, Dallas, Texas, the 9th, 10th, and 11th of November. I will be speaking there. It's put on by John B. Wells. Be a great list of speakers there. Let's see who these people are. And here we are. Colonel Anthony Schaefer. I need to blow this up a little bit so I can see a little bit better here. Okay. Make it a little bigger. Here we are. Demetra Antimisarius, Field McConnell, Brindy Wells, Mike Adams, Dave Havener, L.A. Marzulli. I know L.A. Ty Bollinger. Of course, I know John B. Wells also. The Moriartys. Stuart Rhodes, the head of Oath Keepers, and Will Champion. Be a great weekend. A beautiful Hilton Hotel there at the airport in Dallas. So, let's get down there. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope you can make it down there. Also, my website, of course, are energy cleaners. This is my home business. I'll be taking my energy cleaner with me on this trip, by the way. I never leave home without it. On the seat of the automobile, driving down there, I'll have the energy cleaner travel pad. When I get to the hotel, I'll bring the energy cleaner travel pad inside and place it on the bed, and I will sleep like a rock. As recently I forgot I was on a short trip, and I forgot my energy cleaner. It was 3 days out of pocket, and by the second night I was noticing that my sleep wasn't quite as good as I'm used to. I still have pretty good sleep, but not quite as good. And I was glad to get home and get back on the energy cleaner signal. And I try to be really diligent and not forget the energy cleaner when I take off and go someplace. You'll probably most likely have the same experience. Once you get yourself an energy cleaner, you'll get very attached to how great that signal helps you feel. You really will. You'll notice other things. Your fingernails grow faster. Your hair grows faster. I know for myself, everything seems to work better, and of course it does, because that signal goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition, get those sluggish cells working again the way they should work. We focus on arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, and getting a great night's sleep. That covers probably more than half the adults in this country that have those issues. Only $285 shipping included. You can place your order right there at my website at thelibertyman.com using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is Firearms Monday. Take your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. I'm a big fan of Ruger's products. I don't know how many Ruger products I own offhand. I could sit down and probably count them up. It's a few. Each firearm I buy, with some exceptions, are very carefully selected as to caliber, the type of action, the make, the model. All those things. At least for me, a lot of thought goes into buying a firearm. There's been some exceptions I can recall offhand. I was touring a commercial property for sale. Oh, this has been a long, long time ago. My daughter was with me, and she was, I think, maybe 12 years old at the time. And I was touring a commercial property for sale. She may have been even younger. She may have been 7 or 8 years old, now that I think about it. In fact, she was. This would have been about 1982, 83, along in there. So I'm walking through this commercial property, and leaning against the wall is an Italian Carcano bolt-action World War I rifle. And so I walked over and looked at it, and the owner was with us, this commercial property. And I said, is this for sale? And the owner said, well, I don't know, John. Do you want it? And I said, yeah, I'll give you $5 for it. So the owner took the $5, and I put it in the trunk of the car. So that's one of the exceptions. And I kept that Carcano up until recently. I think I finally had my gun dealer sell it on GunBroker for whatever we got for it. I don't remember what it was. No great amount of money. It's in fact, there was some write-ups recently on the Carcano in the Shooting Times or Shooting Illustrated, Shotgun News, whatever they changed the publication's name to. So that's one of the exceptions. But with Ruger, you're going to get a reliable firearm, whether it's a rifle, shotgun, or pistol, that's reasonably priced, that will have acceptable accuracy, You know, they're getting into the precision rifle business also. And let's just take a look at some of that. If I can get here back to Ruger. That's not it. Ruger Firearms. There's been a increased interest in centerfire precision rifles, and Ruger has jumped right in there with them. And let's see what they've got here. Okay, Ruger precision rifle. It's a quite a impressive looking piece of equipment here. Bolt action, magazine fed. It looks like some of like the trigger group may be compatible, and Jimmy would know this. It looks like the trigger group may be compatible with the AR-15 platform. But you've got a shoulder stock that's adjustable for length of pull and a cheek rest. You got a rail on the top to mount your optics. You got what's called a free floating barrel, which is incredibly important. That you, if and when you put pressure on the stock, the forward part of the stock surrounding the barrel, it doesn't touch the barrel, which means it can't change the harmonics of the barrel. That's incredibly important. It seems like I recall this particular rifle getting excellent reviews for performance. There was a muzzle brake on the front of this thing, by the way. Let's see if they list the various calibers that this thing comes in. Looks like, here we go, 308 Winchester, which is the same as 7.62 NATO, 5.6 Creedmoor, and that's the two calibers it comes in. 6 millimeter. It comes in 6 millimeter also. So it comes in three different calibers. 308 Winchester, 6.5 Creedmoor, 6 millimeter. Oh, 6 millimeter Creedmoor is two different Creedmoors, it looks like. Unless that's a typo. That may be a typo. I'm not sure there is a 6 millimeter Creedmoor. I have to excuse my ignorance in that regard. Impressive looking platform, impressive looking rifle. It really is. And I don't know if they give any. It says the trigger pull is adjustable from 2.25 to 5 pounds. I usually adjust my triggers to 2.5 pounds. That's my preferred weight on a trigger. And this is a matter of personal preference. It really is. Now, I know some competition shooters who like a trigger that's 2.25 or even lighter, 2 pounds or even less than 2 pounds. I really don't care for that myself. If I spent more time doing long-range precision marksmanship, I may get used to a trigger that light, but it would take a lot more range time and trigger time than I'm prepared to devote right now. I know what I can do with my current skill set and a 2.5 pound trigger. I can routinely shoot half inch groups at 100 yards, routinely do that. And that's more than acceptable accuracy for my purposes. I know I can shoot an 8 inch circle at 600 yards routinely. And that's for my purposes, excellent accuracy. So, The Ruger Precision Rifle is everything in life is a compromise, or at least most things are. You'll get accuracy that exceeds most marksmen's ability to make use of it. There's very few men or women who will have the skill sets that exceed what this rifle can do. So, and the dollar value is an extreme dollar value, in my opinion. The value you get for the money you pay with this particular rifle is well worth it, if that's what you're looking for. Now, my neighbors may look at this. My neighbor deer hunters, men would look at this and say, look at this, and not have a clue what they're looking at. And I think, man, what a strange-looking rifle that is. My neighbors who hunt deer, the gentlemen and women and boys and girls. Deer hunting here in the Ozarks is, it's a rite of passage. The local newspapers publish photographs of boys and girls 8, 9, 10 years old getting their first deer, you know, with a big grin on their face and so forth. It's a rite of passage. And out here in the Ozarks, men and women hunters, they don't purchase rifles that look anything like the Ruger precision rifle. Why would they do that? It's totally uncalled for. Typical deer here in the Ozarks is shot probably anywhere from 20 to 100 yards, depending on the circumstances. Now, there are some fields here, don't get me wrong, there are some fields where you might make a 300 or 400 yard shot, but that's the exception, not the rule. These Ozark woods are dense, and they're hilly, and long shots simply are not typically part of the program. Majority of deer around here are shot with a 30-30 lever action, a 243, and so forth. Maybe a 30-06, incredibly popular rifle caliber around here. Well, let's go back to Ruger rifles. Something that's fascinated me for since the 1980s when Colonel Jeff Cooper started writing about his concept of the scout rifle with the men that he worked at. Colonel Cooper, a World War II veteran. In fact, I have a letter that Colonel Cooper wrote me, and it's in my archives. Very proud to get a letter from Bill Cooper. Colonel Jeff Cooper, I'm confusing Bill Ruger with Jeff Cooper. Colonel Jeff Cooper. The scout rifle is an interesting concept, and the concept is, if you could only own one rifle, what would it be? If you could only own one centerfire rifle, what would it be? Now, the scout rifle concept is a concept that was designed to be both useful for the military and for civilians. And I think it does that quite successfully. A compact 308, 7.62 NATO, bolt action, magazine fed, carbine that is lightweight, compact, reliable, and so forth. Magazine fed. That's highly unusual, by the way, for a bolt action rifle to be magazine fed, especially when Cooper was advocating it. We got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. I just tuned in, so I didn't hear the model of the rifle you were talking about, the Ruger.
Well, I've talked about three different models, and I just transitioned from the precision rifle to the scout rifle just in the last minute or so.
Yeah, it was the last one, the unusual-looking high-value rifle.
Yeah, that's the Ruger precision rifle, right.
Oh, okay. Something to look into. Not really a rifle guy. I have handguns for self-defense and, pump shotgun and a bird shotgun. But I can dependably hit a refrigerator at 20 yards. So,
well, that makes you a clear and present danger to refrigerators, obviously.
Well, my point being that, unfortunately, I suspect that I represent part of a large cross-section of gun owners in America who own guns, have rudimentary or essential safety procedures and precautions in place and sufficiently well-trained so as not to be a clear and present danger to bystanders or people who shouldn't be targets and all that sort of thing, yet who are not really gun culture people or aficionados, or who also would have a plethora of excuses about busyness and not having time to log time at the range, putting, you know, lead down range, you know.
Well, I find myself in a position of unfortunately having to agree with you, Glenn, because I know from personal experience there's literally hundreds of thousands of men and women both that fit that criteria. I've met any number of men who, in fact, have figured out the rifleman's rifle is the M14 M1A. They figure that out by hook or by crook, and they buy one. And it sits in their closet, and they barely know how to use it.
Right.
You want to hold on to the break, Glenn?
Yep.
Hold on, we go.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, Gary Moore here on Monday, the 1st of October. It's only been the last year that I can listen to this song and not start wanting to lace up combat boots and fill magazines and sharpen bayonets. But that's a good thing, I guess. Firearms Monday. Glenn, are you still with us?
Yes, I am, John. Yeah, when I hear that song now, I also picture the scene from I think it's Apocalypse Now, where the guy's like playing that on the radio and some guy's water skiing behind the patrol boat.
There you go. Yeah. People might be, you know, people might be shocked, and I want to touch on it just a little bit, that how that film did actually portray a lot of the insanity that went on in Vietnam. But there is a director's cut that I encourage people to watch. It's another 45 minutes. It changes the tenor of the entire film to see the director's cut with an extra 45 minutes. But go ahead, Glenn.
Right. It's something else. About the guns, I hear you talking about, or especially when I hear you and Jimmy talking and getting into all these technicalities and stuff. Like, I can identify more with the technicalities involved with the ham radio, with the radio stuff. But with the guns, it's like, wow, it just always drives my thinking back to realizing that I'm functioning at this very essentialist, rudimentary level where, like, for example, I have a 1911, but I would never use it as a concealed carry piece because I don't have the confidence in my abilities to clear jams and deal with problems and stuff like that. I have confidence that I am safe if I'm ankle carrying my 38 plus P revolver. That, you know, the revolvers, the simplicity, the dependability, and stuff like that. I feel like I'm not in over my head with that, you know. But,
well, that's good, because you got to have confidence in your equipment. That's so foundational and so not optional, yes.
Yeah, and then I'm safe, you know, that I'm not...
That's right.
That I know what I'm doing. So it's just like really, I just feel that it's so funny. When I was in high school, we had an intramural shooting club where one of the teachers was paid...
Almost every high school in the United States did 50 years ago.
Yeah, it was just to my 40th reunion, and we used to go in, we got, you know, metal lockers, and we'd go and get these, you know, great big bolt-action, 22 long rifle rifles with pan sights, and we'd walk out behind the football field down to this range, you know, and shoot after school.
Right.
And it was a wonderful experience, but that could never happen today.
Well, the students would carry their rifles with them to school on the school bus, put them in their locker at school, take them out of the locker, go shoot, and then ride the school bus home with the rifle.
Yeah, Mike Rivero talks about that, how when he grew up, I think it was in New Hampshire, they take their rifles to school and then farm at the fields on their way home.
Right. Glenn, thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Take care, John.
Top of the hour break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.